And also covering the game last night for us here on The Ticket, joining us now on The Ticket Hotline from San Diego, our sports expert, Ribby Paltz. Good morning, Ribby.
Hey there, Miller Man.
Morning.
Do you still have the Georgie?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey there, the Georgie.
Hey, Ribby.
You done pretty good? Having a pretty good little day, aren't you?
Pretty good little day, yeah. So
yeah.
Far, so good.
How'd that butt surgery go? I know you're getting the hemorrhoid thing.
No, I didn't have that. You must be thinking of somebody else.
No, you told me that they were shaving them down. They were taking the cheese grater to them.
Gross. No, no.
Was that off-air stuff? I apologize.
Well, that wasn't me. It may have been some off-air conversation with somebody else.
Let's do it!
Okay, yeah. Chargers, Cowboys, what's your take on the game?
Well, I was at the Cowboy, and and I thought that the Cowboy did a pretty good. I thought that Tony Romo had a good game.
He didn't play.
I think Sean Lee really reasserted exactly why he was named the NFL MVP last year.
Lots of errors here.
Didn't play last night
nor
last year.
Dan Bailey's game-changing interceptions were real game changers for the games.
Did you see the game?
The what game?
The preseason game.
The Cowboy.
Yeah, the Cowboy.
They already had that thing already?
Yeah,
of course I saw the game. I was there. I was damn there.
All right.
Settle down.
There.
Okay, sorry.
So all in all, I get the Cowboys a D-. I thought it was a very impressive. Very impressive.
That's not a very good grade.
Well, D- means the defense minus mistakes.
Okay.
Very confusing.
So what you are claiming is that I didn't go to the game, huh?
Well, it sounds like you didn't watch a lot of it.
Is that what you're trying to say? That Ribby didn't go to the game? You're claiming that I didn't go to the game because I was trapped in old Mexico on drug charges and for aiding and abetting El Chapo and his incredible motorcycle tunnel escape? Is that what you're saying?
No, we didn't imply that at all.
Good. I was worried somebody told you something or another.
No, haven't heard that.
And I tell you what, I think this is going to be an exciting year for the NFL, especially for football, because I like the new extra point placement, gentlemen.
You like that?
Yeah, I think this is going to make things a lot more interesting for the National Football NFL fan and anyone else who's a fan of the NFL. I think for those of your listeners and viewers who don't know how they've made it more interesting, they've moved the ball placement back. Mm-hmm. For the extra point.
Yes.
They moved it back to the 50-yard line, and it must be kicked by the defensive lineman with the most veteran seniority.
No.
And he has to kick that ball over a tank of hungry alligators that have not been fed in two or more weeks.
No.
And then the player kicking the ball must not wear a helmet on any other NFL-related gear except for the NFL-approved blindfold while smoking a cigarette.
That would be entertaining, but they haven't taken it that far.
Oh, they didn't do the cigarette thing. Okay, yeah, I knew they were debating that part. And I spoke with Garrett after the game, and he was very happy with a lot of the things that he had seen in some of the phases. I think he named either three or four phases of the game. I can't remember. But he said that he was very happy with a lot of the things that he had been seeing out there. And I know what you're thinking, Ribby. Come on, you could have got someone a little bit more higher ranking than the backup quarterback to Troy Aikman. But, you know, Garrett was the only one I could really get a hold of.
Just to update you, he's now their head coach. So you got a pretty good guy.
Troy Aikman's the head coach?
No, Garrett.
Everyone.
Garrett.
Oh, okay. What are they giving a backup quarterback a head coaching job for? That seems like a give up.
It's nice to know that Garrett grants you interviews, though.
Oh, yeah. Garrett always talks to me. You know, I was friends with his dad. Me and his dad, we went way back and everything. We share the same build, kind of walk alike. People always mistake us for each other. And I gave Keith Russell a few pointers last night. How did he do? I haven't had a chance to go back on the VCR and look at it.
He seemed to do okay. Yeah, he seemed very enthusiastic.
That's good. I gave him the patent that Ribby Paltz 5 points for great broadcasting.
Which is what?
Hey, you know, I usually charge like $199 for the seminar on this, Giorgio. You're asking me to give away the milk without giving away the farm when you're getting the cow for free.
Well, what did you tell him?
Well, I said the 5 points are, number one, interrupt yourself with your own laugh. People love it when they hear broadcasters laugh.
Yeah, you did that.
Number two, make sure the laugh sounds like a hyena with a series of vice grips clamped to his ball sack. Number three, interrupt Brad Sham any chance you get or the man won't shut up. Number four, claim people are your brothers from another mother.
Yeah, he did that, too.
Just to emphasize the breakdown of the traditional two-parent families in certain communities. And number five, suck bad enough on the air that you make Channel 11 regret giving Babe Laufenberg the old heave-ho.
Oh, come on.
Ribby, come on.
So I really need to go back and see if he accomplished any of that.
He did fine.
Ribby Paltz reporting live from San Diego, Vermont, where the Cowboys just killed the Texans.
They got beat by the Chargers, 17-7. See ya. That's Ribby Paltz. It's